preliminary final weekend, and Collingwood has reached their second prelim final in 2 years and will face GWS in a Saturday twilight match. And here to tell us all about their build-up is assistant coach Justin Longmuir. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Justin.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you've had a week off, obviously winning the game against Geelong a couple of weeks ago. Tell us about how you manage the players and their training load during the week.
Yeah, well, with the introduction of the bye before the finals, we had a bit of a practice run only 2 weeks before. So what we tried to do was stick to exactly the same program that we did leading into the first final, and that was pretty much focus on us and focus internally the first week, and then the second week we start ramping it up and try to focus on the opposition. So there's always things that you can get better at. So, you know, we probably had a real hard main session on Friday afternoon where we were able to focus on just a few little things that we thought we could improve on. We had a bit of a run around today. Tomorrow we'll do a training session which we'll focus on the individual skills of the players a little bit more, and then Thursday we'll start ramping it up and focusing on GWS and what we need to do well to get the victory on the weekend.
So basically try and keep the pressure on even though it's a week off. Now, one thing also, we recently watched the Inside Out documentary that was on the ABC that gave us an inside story to the Collingwood Football Club. One thing that I found amusing was that Collingwood was described as, or self-described as one of the hated clubs, you know, the pursued clubs. In the documentary, the players and Nathan Buckley were quite vulnerable with us, which actually made the Pies quite likeable. but is this part of the journey that the club's been on as well, is really becoming more vulnerable with each other as a team?
Yeah, definitely. And that's where modern-day sport is going. And in the end, the sport, high-level sport these days is there's so much pressure on these players, so that they need to be able to feel really comfortable to be themselves around the footy club. And I think Buck's spoken about it plenty of times. He wanted to bring more humility to the Collingwood Football Club, and he wanted to make sure that everyone that worked at the footy club felt like they were making a really strong contribution and that they were able to be themselves all the time. So, you know, we're still on our journey to creating that, but we've made massive inroads, and I think the documentary just showed, you know, a few of our people and you know, how open they were, and in the end how they were able to be themselves, and hopefully that got reflected. And obviously Adam Chaws had his mental issues, and he was, you know, really vulnerable with the way he described them to the public. And it's just a really strong reflection of A, what we're trying to build as a footy club, but also B, you know, how our players are, I suppose.
Yeah, Justin, it's Bree here. I certainly really enjoyed the documentary, and I have a new appreciation for the Collingwood Football Club. Just turning tact a little bit and back to the game ahead, did you watch the Lions versus Giants game, and what did you take away from that contest?
Well, first of all, it was an amazing game of footy. Two teams that obviously didn't want to lose. They were really ferocious, hard at the footy. You know, and GWS had their backs to the wall in that last quarter, and they're able to hold up some of the work of their back line, and, you know, Nick Haynes and the captain was really good. And I just thought, you know, they came out on top, but any team could have won that game. It was just a fantastic contest.
And your recent record versus GWS, they've actually got a more favourable record. I think in the last five occasions, it's 3-2 in GWS's favour. What do you have to do to beat them on Saturday?
Yeah, well, first of all, just match them in the contest. A lot gets spoken about GWS and the talent that they have, and I think their outside run gets highlighted a fair bit and the amount of skill they have, but the thing that probably gets underestimated with them and underrated is the fact that they're a really tough, contested footy team. You know, they've got some real bulls in the middle of the ground that, you know, obviously Shane Mumford starts that, but, you know, young kids like Jacob Hopper, Tranto, they just they just really hard at the footy and win the contest. Their contested ball across the years has been really strong, and that's what feeds their outside run. So, first of all, we need to get it done in the contest, get the ball in our forward half and defend them really well. And they've obviously sliced a few teams up with their ball movement over the last few years, and that's a real strength of theirs. So once we get in their forward half, we need to lock it there, defend them really well, and play the game on our terms.
We're talking to Justin Longmuir, the assistant coach of the Collingwood Football Club. Justin, the Pies had obviously the heartbreak of last year's grand final loss. Is there a driving force? Does that give momentum to your finals campaign?
It's a hard one to quantify, I suppose. I mean, I'm sure it's in the back of everyone's mind that, the disappointment of last year, but really, I mean, it's from day one. The players came back from pre-season. We tried to move on and focus on the future and, really start striving forward rather than looking in the rearview mirror. So, although it'll burn in the back of some people's minds, hopefully we've moved on from that and we can just rewrite another chapter of the journey that we're on.
Now, Justin, you've got a couple of unfortunate force changes this week due to injury. Will Ben Reid come into the side to replace Dugowie? And who replaces Levi?
Yeah, well, I mean, just on Levi, it's really disappointing. He's played such an important role for us down back. He's just so reliable with the role he plays. So, it'll likely come down to someone like James Aish, who's been out of the side since around 18. He had a shoulder injury, had surgery on that, but he's been training and played a couple of scratch matches in the last couple of weeks and been ready to go. So either someone like him or Jack Madgen and Matt Schoenberg have been playing some good footy as well. We're unlucky to go out of the side, so we'll have to sit down at lunch time and work that one out and try and get to see how we best match up against a pretty talented forward line of GWS. And Ben Reid will be a chance to come in for Jordy Dugowie. I mean, it'll likely come down to him and Trav Barco, so it'll be depends on whether we think we need to go tall and get a contest and bring it to ground level, or we can go a bit smaller and try and beat GWS in a different way. So those decisions will get made after training later in the week, but we've got some pretty good options, it feels, to replace those two injuries.
And tell us a little bit about Geordie's trip to Germany. How soon after the game does a decision like that get made?
Yeah, well, really soon. It's something that I wasn't really privy to after the Geelong game. So I think the medico sat down and thought that there might be, might be a viable option on the Saturday, and got ticked off by the footy club to send him over there. So he packed up bags on a Sunday, and he got back yesterday. So obviously away for a week. Looking at him run around today, it's been really good for him. So he won't be available this week, obviously, but I think the trip's done him wonders, and fingers crossed he puts his hand up for next week if we get through.
Well, hopefully he doesn't stop over at the German Beer Festival that's going on.
I think he's back now.
He's missing the beer
festival. We're to send a chaperone with him just in case.
Now, there was a bit of a fun fact that came out on social media this week that the Pies and Richmond actually played in the grand final in 1919. So if this happens again, so both of you get through, it'll be a 100-year reunion for both clubs in the grand final. Do you think that could happen?
Oh, well, definitely could happen. but, yeah, I mean, I'm going to give you the cliched answer. We're still going to get through.
Yes.
You get put yourself in dangerous situations if you get too far ahead of yourself in this game. So let's just get past GWS and maybe we can talk again next week.
That's right.
Well, stay in the moment, Justin. Stay in the moment.
That's it.
Well, yeah. Bree's a Tiger supporter. I'm sure she gives us the same response. But thanks so much for your time, Justin. We really appreciate you. I know it's a busy week leading into finals, and we appreciate you taking the time.